If there was a pill I could give you that would make you immortal, how much would you pay for it?
Pastor Jonathan Fisk, author of the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month, Without Flesh.
Because you see, that's exactly what we have. And it's priceless, but it's also free. So why is it that nobody's coming to our churches to get this immortality? I mean, we can say that it's all their fault, or maybe there's something about it that we've forgotten.
Learn more and purchase Without Flesh at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've come to the end of the broadcast week on this Friday afternoon, February the 28th. We'll play four soundbites for you that we have brought together from this week's Issues Etc. broadcasts. After we've played them, you will give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week this Friday afternoon will get the LPR bundle package. That includes the Ad Crucem Luther Rose Medallion, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. We were talking with him about the temptation and fasting of Jesus in the wilderness. Here he is on the comfort of Jesus' temptation.
The book of Hebrews says that Jesus was tested in every way. He was like us in every way, save one sin. And so Jesus knows temptation. He knows the strange and eerie feeling of facing not only evil in general, but the father of lies face to face and standing him down. I've had instances in life where I suspect there were some demonic things going on and I could even feel certain things or suspect them. But Jesus sees the devil face to face and contradicts him with the word of God and overcomes. He turns the devil away by the word of God and shows us how absolutely vital the word of God is for us.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, on the comfort of Jesus' temptation. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Anthony Esselin. We were talking with him about raising boys. Here was his response when I asked him about what he makes of people who say that boys should share their feelings.
I don't believe anybody who says that. I don't trust them. I think they're lying. Because they don't want boys to show their feelings. They want boys to show only feelings that make them weak. If the boy says, for instance, you know what? You guys have been teaching me all these years that right and wrong are just social constructs. Well, I'm going to take you at your word for it. And I'm going to begin the pleasure of destroying things. They don't want to hear that. That feeling is not allowed. You get allowed weepy feelings that make you weak. But feelings of anger, like, why, Mom, did you deprive me of a father? What was so bad about my father that you had to leave? Boy is not allowed to express that. They don't really want to know what he feels. That's nonsense. They don't want to know what he feels. They only want him to be able to express feelings of weakness and fear. But as soon as the feeling would make them uncomfortable or would be a judgment about them, that bye-bye. And you see this the way boys are treated in the media. Boys are treated just scandalously. Boys are not supposed to have any feelings at all. I mean, look at the way those boys from the high school in Covington were treated last year at the March for Life. They were treated with utter disregard for their feelings. My first reaction is, I don't believe you. I think you're lying when you say that boys ought to express their feelings, because you don't really give a damn about that.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Anthony Esselin's response to boys should show their feelings. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our Twitter address, at IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Robert George. We were talking with him about the legal case against pornography. On the issue of free speech, here he is explaining why porn isn't free speech.
It's not speech at all, Todd, and it's never been considered protected speech under the First Amendment. Even the most liberal Supreme Court justices have, in the vast majority of cases, held that obscenity is in a category with conspiracy, treason, false advertising, defamation, that is slander and libel, unprotected speech, if it's speech at all, and I strictly deny that it's speech at all. This is not advocacy of a point of view, which is what's at the core of the First Amendment. This isn't mere advocacy of pornography or advocacy of obscenity. I agree that would be protected by the First Amendment. We can advocate anything, no matter how vile, and the First Amendment does protect that. But this is not advocacy. This is a material that appeals not to our reason, not to our head, or for that matter, even to our heart, but what the courts have described as the prurient interest in sex, having no redeeming social or scientific or artistic or literary value. It has always been the prerogative of the government to regulate and even prohibit obscenity. Obscenity laws have withstood constitutional challenge. There's room for the prosecution of a vast amount of material that is damaging our kids, that is leading to sexual and pornographic addiction, that is abetting the trafficking of women into the pornography industry, the exploitation of women. We've got a public health and public safety as well as public morality crisis on our hands with the obscenity boom. And there's no reason why government, beginning with the Justice Department at the federal level, should not be bringing prosecutions to enforce the existing laws on the books, having passed constitutional muster when it comes to obscenity.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Robert George, why porn isn't free speech. 1-877-623-MYIE is our call-in number to vote for that one for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can also email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or vote for that one at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because we're going to play soundbite number four. Then we're going to take a break and start taking your votes for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four is Pastor Will Wheaton. How does he respond to someone who says, life is good?
First of all, affirm the joy that they're tasting in the day and say, is not God good? Is not he wonderful in what he's given you to experience here? But what you've experienced here is like, imagine this is a teasing taste that he set in front of you to make you long for even more. Somebody, I can't even imagine anymore. You're like, oh yeah, he's got something that's so much more for you. And Todd, I think this is really key to helping people get it. Don't picture the joy of eternal life as static. Let me say that one more time. Do not picture the joy of eternal life as static, as though it doesn't grow. Because throughout eternity, you get to grow in your union with him. And that means you appropriate unto yourself ever greater joy in him. And, or said another way, he gives you ever greater joy in yourself. It does not come to an end. Just because you're holy in him and in the kingdom, what you are holy in is so massive that there is no end. This is why we say at the end of the prayers, forever and ever, forever and ever. I mean, like the whole point is it goes on forever and ever. And your joy that you love so much here in this world right now, it is but the dimmest shadow of what will be fully yours on that day, and you will be feasting your eyes on the Savior with the saints and the angels, and your joy will literally just continue to grow for all eternity. This is one of the most exciting. This is blessedness that keeps growing.
That soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, how to respond to those who say life is good. It's time to vote for soundbite of the week. We'll take a break and then we'll take your phone calls. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. We'll also take your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or your tweets at issuesetc, and your votes at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for soundbite of the week are next.
Preach the gospel at all times. Use words when necessary. I prefer St. Paul, who says faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. And that's what the February issue of the Lutheran Witness is all about, hearing and believing. It includes articles about hearing with your eyes, singing the gospel, listening to the word of God in sermons, and proclaiming the gospel in foreign lands. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. cph.org/witness.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive word and sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide word and sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
The rest of today's program, live this Friday afternoon, the 28th of February, is dedicated to your votes for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You need to vote now, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on the comfort of Jesus' temptation? Soundbite number two, Dr. Anthony Esselin's response to boys should show their feelings. Soundbite number three, Dr. Robert George, why porn isn't free speech. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, how to respond to those who say life is good. We'll be giving away the LPR bundle package. That is an Ad Crucem Luther Rose medallion, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reasons are your own, but it's very important that we know why you're voting for that soundbite. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Scott listens in Indiana. He's voting for soundbite number three, Dr. Robert George. He says, I have never heard this explanation about porn and the Supreme Court precedent before. The fact that the U.S. Attorney General would ignore that and not prosecute those who disobey laws against porn is just plain wrong. You would think that the Me Too movement would jump all over that issue. I pray that the current administration would prosecute those who promote porn online and everywhere else. Ed Meese went after these people years ago when he was Attorney General. My vote, soundbite number 3. Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in Indiana. This one comes from Adelaide, South Australia. Hayden says, "Hi, Todd, I'd like to vote for soundbite number 4. That's Pastor Will Wheaton, how to respond to those who say life is good. No matter how good or bad this life is, God has something infinitely better in eternity. Pastor Wheaton explained that so very well. Thanks for listening in Australia, Hayden." Jerry is in Southern Ohio, voting for soundbite number 2. Dr. Anthony Esselin's response to boys should share their feelings. "I've been coaching boys sports for 15 years now, and just the inability to show emotion is mind-numbing. Men are being labeled, belittled, and destroyed from the ground up. Christ-centered, cross-focused." Jerry, thanks for listening in Ohio, and thanks for your vote. Heidi listens in Switzerland. She says, "Dear Issues, I choose Will Wheaton's soundbite. It's a revolutionary thought to me that I will grow in the joy in the Lord. I look forward to Christ's return and the new work that God has in store for me, but I never thought about growing in the joy of the Lord throughout eternity. It makes me long for that much more, my heavenly home. What a wonderful thought. Thank you for your programs. They are a blessing that feeds my soul and intellect." Heidi, thanks for listening there in Switzerland. Riley listens in Spokane, Washington. Riley says, "I would like to vote for soundbite number 3, Dr. Robert George explaining why porn isn't free speech. The insight that he made us aware of was extremely useful and set right my thinking on the subject. I tend to be squeamish about government intervention, but this is a clear precedent. As abortion is murder, so pornography is obscenity. This is just the sort of thing that God gave the government a sword for." You're quite right, Riley. Thanks for listening in Spokane, Washington. This one comes from Ben in Plano, Texas. Soundbite number 1. "In 52 seconds, President Harrison sums up Jesus' battle and victory over Satan for us. This is why we should always fix our eyes on Jesus." Ben, thanks for listening in Texas. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Kevin listens in Louisiana. Kevin says, "An excellent crop of sound bites to choose from. Through Issues, Etc., I have come to enjoy the edification that Pastor Will Wheaton brings, and although that is normally my default preference, I'm torn this week between Dr. Esselin and Pastor Harrison. The comfort of Jesus' temptation should come to everyone so that they may be reminded that the father of lies may be defeated not with our own cunning or power, but with God's holy word. However, I believe Dr. Esselin's message and the entirety of the interview associated with it is most deserving for my vote this week. As one who has had this message, 'Show Your Feelings,' driven into him from all manner of secular sources, I have been rebuked by those same sources for showing the wrong emotions. Even worse, I now have seen the same message included in my son's educational development. We are balanced by God's word, but the effort must be made daily to undo what has been dumped into this thought stream. I also continue to struggle with these same issues. Thanks to Issues, Etc., for your continued broadcast excellence, bringing solid, substantive dialogue on a plethora of topics." There's a liner for you right there. Solid, substantive dialogue on a plethora of topics, and always with Christ at the center. Kevin, thanks for listening in Louisiana. So which is winner of Soundbite of the Week this week? Soundbite number 2, that's Dr. Anthony Esselin's response to boys should show their feelings.
"I don't believe anybody who says that. I don't trust them. I think they're lying. Because they don't want boys to show their feelings. They want boys to show only feelings that make them weak. If the boy says, for instance, 'You know what? You guys have been teaching me all these years that right and wrong are just social constructs. Well, I'm going to take you at your word for it. And I'm going to begin the pleasure of destroying things.' They don't want to hear that. That feeling is not allowed. You get allowed weepy feelings that make you weak. But feelings of anger, like, 'Why, Mom, did you deprive me of a father? What was so bad about my father that you had to leave?' Boy is not allowed to express that. They don't really want to know what he feels. That's nonsense. They don't want to know what he feels. They only want him to be able to express feelings of weakness and fear. But as soon as the feeling would make them uncomfortable or would be a judgment about them, that bye-bye. And you see this the way boys are treated in the media. Boys are treated just scandalously. Boys are not supposed to have any feelings at all. I mean, look at the way those boys from the high school in Covington were treated last year at the March for Life. They were treated with utter disregard for their feelings. My first reaction is, I don't believe you. I think you're lying when you say that boys ought to express their feelings, because you don't really give a damn about that.
That's winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number two, Dr. Anthony Esselin's response to boys should show their feelings. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Heidi in Switzerland. Please send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Serving pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth, that's the mission of Luther Academy. Find out more about this confessional Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the Christian case for Trump with Eric Metaxas. We'll continue our series, The Words of Scripture, talking with Pastor Will Whedon about the word peace in the Bible. And we'll get an introduction to the solid declaration of the formula of concord with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House. We give thanks for both the boys and the girls, but we recognize that each gift comes wrapped differently. Not to encourage their sinful nature, but to encourage them to be what God made them to be, boys and girls, eventually men and women. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.